Okay, who'd like to be first, Roy Crocker? Oh, thanks, Roy. Oh, didn't you? Who were the scribes and the Pharisees? I mean, the scribes. Is that a theological joke? Did they? Come on, did you write down for your group, Rebecca? Oh, Julie, come on then. Oh, yeah, come on. You have to speak in the microphone because we're going to record you and use it in evidence against you.
No, I'm not standing up. Right, so we had marriage and relationships, money management, parenting skills, a group for anybody that really wants to get involved in worship, for Bible teaching relevant to people's needs, how to apply the Sunday message to our lives, and prayer and fasting.
Good. Rebecca.
Bible studies, a marriage course, training for reaching out, and after Route 61 healing course. That was who's
more
just
healing.
Yeah, like more I don't know. I'm not sure who was it who's just wrote it down.
She's on the loop.
Very much the same.
The same as.
Sorry.
Just read them out. Don't have to say the same. We record it.
Right. Money management, parenting skills, worship, Bible study, reaching out to neighbours. How
do we apply?
Got me specs here, look at me hand. Sorry.
How do we apply the preaching to our lives?
And fasting.
Can you say it into the microphone?
How do we apply preaching to our lives? What we hear in the sermon, how do we apply it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had money management as well. Prayer, sort of spiritual warfare and intercession, that sort of thing. Quiet time, sort of how to have one and styles and that. What does it mean to be the church? Mission, so like preparing for mission and dealing with attack and praying and then actually maybe doing one as well. We had end times, healings and wholeness, prophecy, beatitudes, sort of survivors of Christian preaching, kingdom Christianity, so like in the workplace and living it out in your social life and family. We had life skills, so looking at like the wisdom in Solomon and stuff. Old Testament theology, course on like gifts, like finding your gifts, spiritual growth, so like, you know, like where you stand in Christ, but then actually then living out, becoming more holy. Spiritual passion, and then revival history, church history, spiritual disciplines, finding the will of God for your life, sects like JWs, Mormons. That's what I asked. Actually, what happened there was Roy said that and I wrote down sex and then he said Jehovah's Witnesses and I was like... it's like, what? We had worship... and Hebrews 6.
Worship and Hebrews 6. Together. It's a good combination. Right, we've got singles, reading group, reading a Christian book with study guides in the back, because lots of Christian books have study guides in the back, Bible study, song or poem writing, Christian songs, worship songs, a worship band nurture group for fledgling worship band people. A band of sisters type group encouraging each other in gifts. Prayer ministry, encouragement and development. Hospital visiting, discipleship group. Cooking, social, eating out. unsaved family group for people with unsaved families. A walking group. Groups for spiritual gift encouragement, we've said that already. Nutrition as the Bible sees it. A mum's support group, a parenting course, missionary type group, establishing mission, yeah. 4 weeks on the persecuted church, churches throughout the world. And then Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Error, which is about cults like JWs and Mormons and things like that.
Sorry, my writing is in Latin, so I cannot... Well, we had all the similar ideas, but then we had took a moment of prayer and we came up with some sort of structure into it. So it came like this, that how the six elements of A61 or Route 61 work in the context of home, family, marriage, recreation, creativity, songwriting, work, relationship, finances, using spiritual gifts, doing Bible studies, and so on and so on. It felt like this element should be still there underneath when we're doing all sorts of other things, not to float entirely away. So that was...
Rebecca's got ours.
Oh, all right. Did you have one, Gail?
No, she was in Africa. Yeah, was the healing, was that the ministry? Actually, ministry training or healing? I'm not sure the healing. Yeah, one of yours said healing or...
We just felt that, like, at the end of Route 61...
Sorry. Because we're going to record it, so we know what we said.
We just felt that at the end of Route 61, you know, there's still some people that are kind of still coming out of there with some hurts and obviously still need some healing. So maybe if there was an extended course where they could go in to get the ministry that they really needed, you know, and kind of just go that bit more in depth to kind of help them just finish off really. You know, I mean, I understand that, you know, you can go onto Route 61 again and again, but if we just had that, then maybe that might just be just enough for them just to be able to kind of go back on once a year and just keep the top up going.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you very much. I think that was the best small group session you've had, wasn't it? Is that good? Yeah. That's really exciting. And what? Donuts. I think the group that talked about nutrition might have to say something about that, but... That's exciting. I mean, someone said discipleship, and you know, for me, all of that comes under the banner of discipleship, really. So we stand together. Well, thanks for your input. That's really exciting. And if I could ask you to pray about that, please, because you know we haven't made any hard, fast decisions yet, but be nice. We did Russell's funeral on Monday. It was really good, and. It was good to connect to Russell's family and to chat to them. And Russell's wife, Julie, nearly came on Sunday night. She set off to come, didn't she? And then felt she was too tight. Why did she change her mind, did she say? Yeah, day before the funeral, so she changed her mind. And so we've, you know, it was difficult to know how to do the funeral, actually. Do we preach the gospel and, you know, or... Do we keep the relationship open? And we went for a bit of both. And it'd be lovely to see Julie and the boys come in. I think she'll come. It's quite a long way for them, but I think she'll come. So that's really exciting. It was a good time. So thanks for those of you that prayed for us. Darren. Somewhere.